Retirement seems to creep up on us, doesn't it? It's a word we hear all through our work life, and yet in some strange way, we never really think it's going to happen to us. We learn about deductions from our paychecks for Social Security the very first time we receive one. We definitely have been told that we should be saving, and each night on TV, we're reminded that we're just not saving enough. Retirement, though, retiree rebels, is more than a bank account. Right from the start, Carol Larson and I knew that the real issue of retirement wasn't in talking about the finances, but about the creation of a life. Your life and retirement makes a difference. Whether you have enough money or not, the transition into that time of life called retirement is huge. Hello, and welcome to this edition of Ask Mary Helen. I'm Mary Helen Conroy, podcaster, author, and life coach. Are you ready to take some steps? Steps into your retirement life? I'm going to be sharing five steps I know, and to be truthfully honest, I've lived through each of these in recreating my non-career life. If you're listening to this podcast, the word retirement is in your vocabulary. Whether you're 50 or 80, it is the time to take the leap into the next chapter of your life. You'll never really be ready. Were you ready when you graduated from high school, got married, or became a parent? Like those other life events, retirement has a broad framework, but the details will be unique for each of us. You know, retirement is really only a transition. We move from a work-centric life to a non-work-centric life. Even if we're looking forward to this change, we realize that all the transitions and change can be scary. Retirement is filled with shifts of the landscape that we've known for so very long. So, I'm going to talk about the five steps of retirement as I see them. I'm going to be chatting about them so that you can think about how each of these steps might relate to you. For some of you, step one, it might not be important. You were downsized and the job disappeared quickly. And for some, step five might come very easily. How you incorporate a little pre-knowledge, though, of each of these steps will help you to know that you're not alone and that whatever steps you take will be the perfect ones for you. So let's get started. Step number one might be called planning it all out. I'm retiring. You're counting down the days. You might have a calendar specifically for doing that, and little red X's start covering up the dates. I know some folks put a countdown to retirement app on their phones and on their computers that will remind them of when the big event's coming. But you know, emotionally, we're all over the map. On one day, you're excited. You've been working your entire life to get to this point. You're dreaming of everything you can do now that you couldn't do when you were working. It's like the last week of being in fifth grade, and you can't wait to burst out of that big school door and have an entire summer to explore and play. During this step, many folks start that bucket list, or they add to it. Travel brochures come out, and they're spilled all over the table, looking for great places to go. The children start telling you to come visit, and maybe you start thinking about that RV trip across the country. Oh, but on the next day, or maybe even the next hour, you're confused and you're scared. How did I get to be this old? How did this happen to me? I'm too young, strong, knowledgeable to retire. Maybe I should rethink this whole thing. And yet the little X's keep crawling across the calendar until it's time for step two. Now the step two billboard might say, saying goodbye, party and farewells, celebrate. The days come, and friends and relatives are telling you what a lucky person you are for just making it to where it appears to be a dreamlike state, a paradise, your retirement. But you know what? I hope you celebrate. I hope you throw the biggest and best party ever right now. One friend just told me the other day that when she retires, she wants her party to be her celebration of life party. No waiting for a funeral for her. She wants to be there and she wants to get to enjoy in the fun. So many don't stop at this step. They don't celebrate where they've been. They don't do the party. Now, you know, this always reminds me of one of my favorite movies. It's Mr. Holland's Opus. And maybe you remember this Richard Dreyfuss movie back from 1995. Dreyfuss was a music teacher that knew he had the most amazing piece of music within him, and it needed to be written down. But life got in the way of creating his masterpiece. Year by year, distractions kept him from doing his dream. And then one day, his teaching contract was not renewed. His departure was due to a budget cut, and he was angry and sad. The end of his career was not of his choosing, and so he says, quote, "You work for 30 years because you think that what you do makes a difference. You think it matters to people. But then you wake up one morning and you find out you've made a little error there. You're expendable." He was certainly not going to celebrate. But his story tells us that everyone should pause and think about their work life. Don't we all wonder if it made a difference? Dreyfuss's friends, family, and past students made sure he knew for sure, and that his life did make that difference to them. His opus were the people he touched, and during the movie, one past student summed up his life. Quote, "But Mr. Holland isn't rich and he isn't famous, at least not outside our little town, so it might be easy for him to think himself a failure. But he'd be wrong, because I think he's achieved a success far beyond riches and fame. Look around you. There is not a life in this room that you've not touched, and each of us is a better person because of you. We are your symphony, Mr. Holland. We are the melodies and the notes of your opus. We are the music of your life." You know, that quote's always really meaningful for me. My mom didn't have the party, and she didn't get to hear all those words. And that's so true. Too often, people enter our lives in personal, professional ways, and then they leave us, and they don't get to hear the words we wish we had said. But you know what? We need to give others opportunities to say the words to us as well. Have a party. Everyone in that room will understand what you've given to the world. Have a party. You'll remember it for a lifetime. P.S. If you didn't have a party when you retired, throw one now. Celebrate. I've been retired for 5 years today. Have a party. Now, number three is kind of a fun one. It's the honeymoon phase. Step three means I'm free. Aw, you're retired. Your golf game's improving. Walking around in your PJs all day is terrific. Not waking up to an alarm clock? Heavenly. Yep, this is why you retired. You're free. You're almost giddy, knowing that you don't have to go to the office. Like any new big life phase, we all have that honeymoon period. You know it. It's that time span during which problems you know might exist just are being ignored. You probably remember that when you got your first job or you got married. Everything is blissfully perfect. And this period for most retirees can last a month and even up to a year. There are lots of things to do, people to see, lots of free time. It's like being on a permanent vacation. Wow. And then step four, disillusionment. Or you might say, is this all there is? The days are getting longer. You find yourself staring at the TV for endless hours. One HGTV program or sports event blends into the next. The biggest part of your day is going out to the mailbox. In this step, all those work buddies seem to be too busy to answer your emails or invite you out to lunch. You now live in the land of out of date and have no new things to offer those work friends. You just wouldn't understand what it's like to be in the office anymore, so why should they ask you? This is a really frightening time. Did you know that just retiring increases your likelihood of depression by 40%? And you are more likely to be diagnosed with medication for an ailment by 60% in the first year following retirement. It's a dangerous time for the newly retired. Whether you plan to stay in front of the TV or move on to step five really takes effort. No one but you can move you through this phase. So reach deep, reach out to a friend, reach out to a loved one. This is a perfectly normal step. It's perfectly normal to be confused and need to talk about life. Be aware, even if you think you've got this retirement thing down, depression can spring up in the second, third, or fourth year. No one can make you excited to get up in the morning but you, and it's understanding that this is only a transition of retirement. It is only a step to your next step, your life phase. And that brings us to step five, reinvention, designing the new you. For whatever number of years you've worked, you've answered to someone else. You've done the job, you've met the requirements, you paid the taxes and the dues. What's happening now is that you have a new job. As I say, because I hate the word I'm retired, I always say I'm the CEO of my life. Want to hear about it? Now, for those that of you who have stopped chuckling, it's another way for you to look at your life. You are the CEO of your life, and how would you write the job description? What would it say? You know, as a life coach, I tell my clients in this step to take out a large piece of white paper. A very, very large piece of white paper. The rest of your life feels like that, doesn't it? It's blank and it's empty. Start writing down on the paper some words you want in your future. Part-time work, music, grandkids, walking, health, sailing, vacation. Leave the paper out on the table and just add words as you go past it. Have your partner or others put words in different colors for you to consider. After a few weeks, take a look at what's in there. What does it mean to you? How can you put those words into action? How can you start creating your own job description, being the CEO of your life? Oh, another way to decide where you're going in your newly reinvented life is to ask yourself a few questions. And here are three that I asked myself. The first one, how do I adjust to change? Am I good at it? When did I have to change the last time, and how did I do it? The second question, what is your idea of time well spent? Third, what's your definition of success? Any good business person, anyone who has worked for 20, 30, 40 years of your life, those are important questions. How do I adjust to change? Time well spent, and success. Those questions will help you to determine whether or not the words that were on the big white sheet of paper are words that you can combine into your new life. Thrive in retirement on your own terms. Nobody is your judge. Remember, you're the boss, and no one can fire you. So enjoy the challenge of creating your fifth step, your life, your way, trying out new things, being creative in your own life. It's the way that new routines become the new norm, and usually without an alarm clock. Now, as I always say, life's a daring adventure, and you are not done yet. Enjoy the journey, and may each step lead you to a retirement that you're pleased to call your own. So please leave us a comment on our homepage, retireerebels.com, or on our Facebook page on what steps you've taken to make your retirement the very best for you. Go Rebels! Start steppin'!